It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. This is episode 130. We're on a better number now.
Yes.
Much better number.
I didn't even think of that number thing until you said 130, then instantly.
Yep.
Just my mind was like, that's a good
number. We should stop here. Although 131 is like a palindrome, so that's a good number too. Or as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse things with introducing the number two.
Yeah. 131 is a good number too.
Yeah. My number two number.
First number two would be number two.
My number one second. Number is a different number, but it's good number two.
Number one, number two is number two. And then number two is probably 131.
Yeah. Number one, number two is definitely number two. No one is going to argue with that.
Yeah. Either way, 131 is a top 10 number two. Either way, any way you look at it. No one will argue that.
Oh, man. So how's it going, Sam?
Number jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean like, how's it going living on in
the sun?
The pit. Whatever those like things that pop out from the sun, the like explosion-y nuclear
solar flare.
We're
kind of
in
thing,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside of that is where we are.
Yeah. We're on one.
If the sun had a butthole, we would be inside the sun's butthole. Couldn't be hotter.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable, but the thing that everybody always says, but it's a dry heat though.
Yeah,
it's probably dry on the sun too. It's probably not a lot of humidity on the sun.
It probably works if it's like 85 and then or 85 with 90% humidity. Probably is way worse, I guess.
Yeah,
but I think 110, which it actually is 110.
It literally is 110.
It is 110, like every day for the last, it's been three days and there's four left of like 106 to 110.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That doesn't really matter. Humidity at that point, I guess you would just die or whatever.
I don't know. Is it even possible to be humid at that temperature? Like can water, wouldn't it just all go away somehow?
It just boils. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like it can't be snowy at this temperature. I know that. I don't think it can be humid either. It can't. There's no way.
I don't know.
I'm not a meteorologist.
Yeah, but it's probably better for you now that you don't have to go to a job because that's kind of how it is for me. I'm mostly inside or, swimming for a little bit and then back inside. It's not. The only time is getting in your car, really, when you want to kill yourself from the heat. It's unbelievable. I have a black car and it's It was, I got in the other day at like 4 to go somewhere and I was like, this is almost unbearable. Like I almost can't do it. It was 190 degrees.
It's on fire. Yeah. It's so hot. And that's one thing that doesn't happen in the humidity heat, I don't think. Like this is just this is plain old sun's butthole heat. Like not, so you get in and you can't even, I've actually like burned my hand on stuff in the car. Like,
yeah, I have an all metal interior, which is probably bad. It looks awesome, but it's tough.
Yeah, I have a rocky interior, but, but
it's just death metal.
Every time I get in though, I always think like, how does the car exist at this temperature? You know?
Yeah.
Cause it's funny. Cause I think the same thing sometimes when my laptop is getting really hot. I'm always like, isn't it just going to break or melt or something? But it's like, there's a range of heat that humans feel like is too hot, but really, when you think about it, it makes no difference. You know, like there's a range of temperatures that go from absolute zero to fucking a billion. And like humans just have a range of like within 20 degrees that we think is like anywhere near okay. And the minute it's a little hotter than we think is good, then it feels like, oh, that's melting. That's scalding, melting, impossibly hot. But it's funny because it's like it's just our nerves are telling us that. The nerves.
Yeah, the nerve. We did this before. It's one of my favorite things is the fact that if it's 70 or to like 75, you're pretty much, that's the only comfortable zone.
Yeah.
Under 70, people are freezing, and over about 80, it's like, fuck, it's too fucking hot. I can't even live. You just want to die. You're like, I have to lay down. Like if your house is 80, you can't do anything. Oh, no you're way. Miserable. You're just sweating.
I think
and like
this room
pissed
that
off.
I'm in recording is getting toward that temperature right now. I might have to quit the show.
Yeah.
I might be done.
So I had you reminded me of something I've thought of for a long time, but I've never thought it was worth mentioning until it kind of goes with what we're talking about. But can you buy, I mean, you, like not the listening audiences, I don't care what they're doing. Can you buy one of those shield things that goes on your car on the dash? I can't do it. I don't even know why.
No,
I can't even tell you why. I
There's
can't
no
do it.
Good
I,
reason.
No. I should have one. They're cheap, too. They're not expensive.
They're probably a dollar. Like you,
they're so cheap.
They're free. They gotta be free.
And they make your car like ice cold. Like it's all the difference between you being hot or not. And I can't buy. I'm not going to unravel it and put it up there when I get out of my car. I won't do it.
Oh God, I can't. I don't know if that'll be funny to everybody, but it's instant recognition that you're 100% right. But I don't know why. Like there's no.
I can't do it.
I can't think of what it is, but I would just never do it. And I think of it all the time. I'm like, God, I gotta get one of those fucking things.
You could order one on Amazon today, have it in 2 days, and get the best one that like will make your car 10 degrees cooler, if more.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah.
It's really effective because the greenhouse thing that makes it so hot to begin with. But what about one of the foldy cardboard ones that's like a picture of like a tropical island or something? Could you get one of those? Or is it just the...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just the weird circular ones.
Well, there's the ones that roll into that circle, and then but there's just the like accordion style ones. Mm. I don't know. I don't want any of them.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it. I'll have it and it'll sit in my car and I'll never put it on the dash because it's just you just shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to turn your car off and unfold an accordion thing and put it in your window.
Yeah.
It just seems. I think that's what it is. I think I'm like.
I mean,
well,
I already have to do my club on the steering wheel every time. So.
Yeah,
I already have to extend that. That's called the club, right?
Yeah, club.
Because
I won't
people.
Do that. I would just have my car stolen or like hot. Yeah. I can't do it.
Well, all should just have like the '90s Batmobile thing, where you know, like from the first Batman, where it goes like and like all these. It was obviously like stop animation.
Shields,
and the little shields come over. We should all just have that, first off. Well, first off, it shouldn't be this hot. That's number one.
Yeah.
But second to that, the number two, we should all have Batmobile shieldy things that just go up over the windshield.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Sorry, you never saw Batman unfolding the little circular thing and putting it on his Batmobile. He would not stand for that.
If he's too good for it, then I'm too good for it. Are you all caught up on Better Call Saul?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That was the season finale, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it was good, yeah. But do you notice this in every show or every movie that like, God, it's so annoying. Maybe I've said this before, I can't remember, but every time somebody has a car that's like an old car, they have to have that like pinging death noise that a car makes. You know, like the old car noise? Every time. Like with his car, Saul's, whatever his name is, his real Jimmy's car. Every time he turns it off, does it like that like weird pinging noise?
Yeah.
It's so weird. And they use
sound
the same
effects.
Noise.
You wonder who's in charge of, like, you wonder if there's like one guy that does all the sound for every single show, you know? Because like, it's probably not that hard. So anyway, go on.
It's the same exact noise. And it's like, I know he has an old car. Like there's enough stuff in the show to let you know that he doesn't have money. Like I don't need that last thing of like, oh, his car has that pinging, knocking noise. And also, I'm not a car expert, but I think if your car is making that noise, it's pretty much done. Like you're not going to, like you hear that noise once and probably like a week later, it doesn't start and you're it doesn't drive.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't
make that noise. Yeah, perpetually.
Yeah.
Can't start. Like it just barely is starting. All the time it's like, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Like it's all I don't know so how annoying. Long a car can exist in that state.
It can't. I don't know why that show is so good at almost everything, except for the only thing that drives me nuts about that show is there has to be a camera coming out of like a box of popcorn when the guy yeah. I don't need all that stuff. Like it's cool every once in a while.
Some of it is good. Yeah. It's just too
there's a show that's like 20 minutes long, but it's 40 minutes long because there's a camera angle.
You know,
like,
that's true. That is my biggest Better Call Saul complaint is like it really sometimes you watch episodes and you're like three things happened in that episode. It was yeah. like there was a meeting between drug dealers. There's a and then Saul did that and then something that, and then that could have been 5 minutes of show.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. I don't want it to literally be 5 minutes, but maybe 25 minutes instead of 45 or whatever, you know, it just takes up the whole show.
Yeah. What?
But I still love the show and it's great.
It's still good. There's like one scene where he's digging holes in the desert and it's like, mm-hmm. it's got to show him dig every hole for like an hour. Yeah. Like every, it's like, okay, I know he dug holes.
You know, it. Like, it's funny though, because the same thing happened when he had to take apart his car or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was,
exactly.
and for some reason, I know you're going to hate this, but for some reason I was like, you know, I like this because it was like, it always cuts to it just cuts away and then they're, it's done. But I was like, yeah, he actually does have to do this entire bullshit thing. And so yeah. in that instance, I kind of liked it. But like digging holes, it's pretty monotonous. Like with the car thing, they sped it up, you know, like, and it showed him kind of time lapse and the car was in, it was more and more taken apart. So that's kind of fascinating. But, it, you know, when he's digging fucking holes, like there's nothing. This podcast yeah. already covered hole digging. You can't. No other form
yeah,
of art
nothing
can try
needs to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, we've covered it all. Hole digging.
Do they not? Yeah, are they not aware of our podcast? I mean, I can't imagine they're not.
It just goes on too long. Like just sometimes if yeah, one thing like that in an episode is like, oh, that's kind of cool. But it's like every camera angle is the bottom of a coffee pot that he's like yeah. or a coffee cup that he's pouring coffee into. It's like, all right. Yeah, it's cool.
Dude, have you watched Fargo, the show?
No, I need
oh
to.
Oh, my God. It's so good. But you might.
Yeah.
No, you would. It's good enough to where I think you would like it, but you might have a similar thing. What's driving me nuts about Fargo? Okay, I think Fargo is like the best show. It's season three. Oh, I guess it's still not done. There's probably like one or two more episodes left. But every season is completely different. And somehow they're hitting it out of the fucking park every season. I don't know how they're doing it. But one thing that's driving me crazy is every season has like one bullshit thing that goes too far or is too weird. Like it's trying to be weird for no reason. Like it'll be like in, I won't even say what season. In one season, they're just randomly, it seems like an alien ship arrives. I'm not even joking. Like it seems like an alien ship kind of comes and just during a scene and then it goes away. And you're like, there's no point to that. Like it's kind of, it sucks because it's, They almost make it work in a weird way, like it just the whole feel of the show. You'd have to watch it. It almost works, but it's also just completely unnecessary. Like it does the show is perfect. It's so good. What's happening is good. All I need is the acting is great. The writing is great. All I need is that. Like that's already great. I don't need you to try to. It's like he's the guy who does it is trying to be like a, I don't know, like that one, like Twin Peaks or something. Like it's trying to be slightly weird, too weird. And it's fucking annoying. I got mad. So the thing that I won't say the thing that happened because it's not a big deal, but I just don't like giving things away. But the thing that happened in this season, because this season had been perfect. Season three, it was just fucking awesome. Hmm. And then this one thing happens and it's like a sort of, again, it's like a, it was almost like a dream sequence, kind of, but not really. And it was like a guy was like a kind of a ghost in a way. It's hard to explain, but it was fucking pointless. I was like, your show was perfect. And then they decided to do one scene where a guy is like God or something. I don't even know what the fuck it was supposed to be.
Weird.
It's so annoying. But the show is so good. It's the same thing where it's like, it just doesn't really need to do that at all. And it's trying to, anyway. Just reminded me of it.
Yeah, it's like with commercials where, not that Better Call Saul is as bad as any commercial we've made fun of, but you just always think like, yeah, why not just be perfect? Like you're almost perfect. Just go ahead and be perfect. It's fine. Like you can do that. You know, like it's not like, oh, this big plot hole or something. It's not that.
I always imagine especially in this one, I didn't explain that dream sequence-y thing right, but it turned out like one guy, it turned into like one guy was almost this, I don't know, religion fucking, because it might have been more of a Jewish thing, but he was some sort of guy in the afterworld kind of thing. And it was like this purgatory scene for no reason. No, it was one scene, like for no reason. And it took place in the real world, but it was like some sort of judgment-y thing. It was fucking weird. You could just delete that scene and it's a perfect show.
Yeah.
Because it never comes up again. Like it doesn't matter. You know, it's weird. So just fast forward that scene. But watch, it's a perfect show. But what was I going to say? I always imagine.
I don't know.
What, like when they're doing the fucking table read or when, you know, like when the actors are like, well, this is the best script ever and it's perfect and everything about it is great. What about this one pointless scene for no reason where an alien ship comes? Could we just scratch that out? Like we don't. Surely that scene didn't need to happen. Can nobody? It must be the guy is so talented, obviously, because I think it's the same guy who's somehow written all three seasons. Maybe, I'm sure he has help, but like it must be one of those things where it's so successful and he's so good that they're just like, yeah, I guess we just have to do a fucking stupid scene with an alien.
He knows better than us.
Yeah, like, it's so annoying.
Who are we to say anything?
I don't know. 100% watch the show because it's really
good. Yeah, it's been on my list of things to do. But yeah, I'm watching I was just watching the other stuff, so I don't know if you want to talk about that. But. Well, actually, before we get into something else, I just want to see, I think we've mentioned this before, but I know we have, but did you know that like almost everybody has fathers on Facebook on Father's Day? It's amazing. Like 100% of people have a dad.
That's weird.
Or no, they're married to a guy who is a dad and has like kids or whatever. I wonder if everyone does that or is just us, but I can't Facebook on Mother's Day and Father's Day. I can't do it anymore. I just don't even want to, I just close it down.
Oh, you just quit Facebook. Yeah. It doesn't
on those days. Yeah. It's I can't, I know everybody has a dad. Like,
yeah, I think I said that last time one of these bullshits happened. Like, there's just, okay, so there's no Facebook today. Like, it's just it should just be a Facebook holiday. They're just like, well, they would have never have incentive to do that because obviously it's good for Facebook because everybody has to log in and tell their dad or mom, like, whatever. But for you and I, it's like, okay, there's no social media today. I guess it's just done.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with everyone being happy about their husband or dad, but it's just,
yeah,
the whole feed is just pointless. It's just, everybody has it. We all have dads. Like, it just should negative. It should just, you know,
or we should just be done with it and actually have a contest of like whose mom's actually better. Like, we should actually.
Yeah.
Because everybody's post is my mom at the best. Like, let's either not do all that bullshit because we all have it and it's all the same.
Or there's
moms are like assholes. We all have them. And they
there's ones that are like, I saw ones the other day that were like, well, he's not, you know, they're almost like insulting, like, well, he's always gone or he works a lot, but the kids love, it's like, yeah, I don't, that's just between you and your husband. Like,
fuck it. We should actually rank dads and husbands and whatever. We should actually just do some,
like for the year.
Yeah. Like that day.
Father's.
It'll be some, there'll be like a questionnaire or something, like rate your whatever, you know, dad on these levels and we can have the worst dad.
Cool it.
Not even. Well, I thought you. It's funny. I thought you were going to go a different direction, which is, it is weird that everybody has a dad on Facebook. Why are dads on Facebook? Get off of. Our dad.
No, they're not.
Doesn't even know.
No, it's always.
Oh, okay.
No, it's always like the wife or the kids with like pictures of their dad, but it's never there. I haven't seen any dads saying like, "Hey, it's my day, everybody."
No. But like I mean, like even tagging them, like even being able to.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to tag a dad on Facebook, it's just not a taggable thing that it should happen for us.
Yeah. There's not a lot of dads on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to tell my quick Father's Day story, because for some reason, like, it's weird. I remember our dad doing this and being annoyed at him, too. But, like, Father's Day is impossible. It's like, it's kind of like a birthday, but it's more so because you didn't really do anything. Like, at least you were born on that day. And... You had, like, as a kid, you had birthdays that were the greatest day of your life, maybe second best, maybe 131 best. And so now when you're older, you sort of, you can still get into it because you're like, oh yeah, it's my birthday. That used to be amazing. It's pointless now. But like Father's Day, you don't really, it's not, and plus everybody's having the Father's Day on the same day as you. But you still like, it's sort of like your thing of people giving you a card with no money in it or whatever. It's like, as long as there is going to be the day and I am a father, like, let's go ahead. I guess we should just do it. Like, just go ahead and do a Father's Day or not, you know? And I woke up. This is the weirdest thing. I woke up and, you know, I was kind of like stalling because it was like 8 o'clock and I'm like, do I wait for somebody to do something for me or do man. I, you know, I didn't want to like go get up and make a bunch of food and stuff. And like, if I'm not, if they're supposed to do that, because like we did that on Mother's Day, I don't know. But like everyone just slept in till like 9:30 and I was just like watching TV, like starving to death.
You finally and prepared it, yourself to like receive Father's Day, and then like it just didn't even happen.
Yeah, and I just like I just made myself breakfast at like 9:30 because I was so hungry, and I was thinking like, like I, especially because of this diet, I pretty much make myself breakfast every morning unless my wife decides to make a bunch of eggs and sausage or something, then maybe, you know, actually, no, she does it a couple times a week. That's not really fair. But anyway, the point is, it's not a big deal for me to cook some eggs and sausage. Like I'm not, I can't eat pancakes and all that. So most of the stuff we can eat for breakfast is just instantly, you know, you just put a frying pan, whatever. So it wasn't like it was hard, but I was like making breakfast and having this little like inner dialogue with myself of like, this is not a big deal. Like I could make myself breakfast on Father's Day. This is nothing. It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I was like, well, why am I making myself breakfast on Father's Day? I thought I'm not supposed to do this. Like, it just felt wrong or something. But it was just weird. I was just laughing about that. And then they came down. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to. I just made myself breakfast. Sorry, I couldn't wait to eat any longer. And I don't know if I – is it against the rules that I make myself my own breakfast? And should I be mad about it? I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know what to do. But there's then also with little kids, you'll see that, like, they just want to do the most over the – like. They're like making cards after you, like you open a card and you put it down and they're making like a new card out of that card. Yeah. It never ends. They want to just give you like rocks and like ants and just anything they see.
I totally remember
outside.
Being a kid and like feeling like that. That's awesome.
They bring me like a comb, like a brush that I just used, or like, here's your tooth. Here is the toothbrush that you used this morning. Here's a happy Father's Day.
Freaking kids.
They're like over the top nice about it. And they, especially my daughter, she always, it has to be like some big deal every time. Like it has to be better than the last time or whatever like that. And after a while, you're just like, look, I don't deserve any of this. Like, can I, I'll just have like a.
I'm not your real dad. Sorry.
It's, it's weird. I don't know if you'll have the same thing, but I think because of the way our dad acted or whatever. Yeah.
He was mad.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've covered this, but dad was mad when it was Father's Day or his birthday.
Yeah,
like he was,
it was not a good day.
He started off angry at us somehow for some reason. Yeah. It's very confusing as a kid.
Yeah, it just doesn't, you don't really want the attention. It's not, it's weird. I don't know.
It's like he's bracing himself because he can't ever show that he's like happy with anything. He can't ever show like, it's a way of like prepping. He can't be grateful for anything. Like you've never seen our dad be grateful for a thing in his life. So, because then he would owe you something, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know what it is. It's, I don't have it as bad as that, but it is like this.
I think that's it. I think that's what it is. So it's like, oh, sorry. I'm just trying to think of why. I'm trying to get into the mind of the dad, which is impossible. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that's it. So if he's ever grateful to you as a kid, it may be like in a restaurant or a store. Well, he wouldn't be in a restaurant. In a store or something, he might be like, oh, thanks. Like he's perfectly nice in that way or whatever. But at home, like if he ever had to be grateful to us, he would owe us something. Whereas if he starts the day angry and then maybe gets to like neutral, then he doesn't owe anybody anything. You know what I mean? Like it's, then he's like, okay, whatever he got. It's, you know, I feel like it's a way of protecting against having to be grateful or owe any of us anything. But
yeah,
it
could be that. I also think it's just like he doesn't.
No, but remember when you told the story about how like he did this whole routine and then when you got him the wrong presents, he was like pissed. When you got him presents that were for the cats, he was like fucking, fucking mad about it. Like, I totally think that's it.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was something, it's just uncomfortable with getting attention. This is some of it, I think. if you're just grumpy and like that, it makes everyone think like, oh, I won't make too big of a deal out of this.
I think in a way it makes him realize like how shitty he is. Cause when has he given someone a gift? He doesn't. He just, you know, mom just does everything or what, you know? Cause like I can kind of relate to like when Lydia gets me stuff, it makes me feel like, oh crap, I need to get more things for her, do stuff. Yeah. You know, I think that's
part of it,
but to an extreme, cause he does absolutely nothing for anybody ever. So it's like an extreme feeling of that. Like I think that's why he has to be mad about it. Like he doesn't want, it's a way of trying to put everybody off of it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because he's like, I'm opting out of all of this from me. And so I don't really want it from anybody else. But then he does. And then he gets like mad if it's not good or anything. But
he's the worst.
Anyway, so I was just like, I don't know. It's just weird. I have that. Because kids, when I had little kids, it's like your wife does Father's Day for you on behalf of them. They don't really know what's going on. But now that my kids are 8 and 4, they're trying to do it too. And so then you got 3 people that are trying to make you act like you're the greatest dad ever. But then like on a normal day, they're not really like, they don't even
they
like
hate you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is whatever. I don't know. Just weird.
Yeah.
But I was laughing at how I wasn't sure. Like, I don't know what to expect. I guess it's just tell me what to expect.
Yeah.
And then I can be satisfied with everyone meeting the expectations or whatever. And that's because if it's love, it's like, look, you didn't really.
Because if you're expecting like a bouncy castle in the backyard, you know, and then you don't get it, you're going to be fucking disappointed.
Well, yeah, it's like if you don't know, like, does my family, how much does my family like appreciate me or like me? If they said, look, you're okay, so we'll do Father's Day, you'll get a card or whatever, but, and we like you, but not that much. Then you're like, okay, that's
whatever. Yeah, you adjust to that. You're like, yeah, that sounds good.
And then if they do this like over the top thing and you're not really sure, like, am I that good or I don't know if I deserve this or like, are you just making a show to because you feel guilty or we don't have to do that. Like we could just do whatever the right level is. And then I could be disappointed or happily surprised. Like I just don't, it's weird. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Hmm.
You'll see if you don't really know how you're doing with your kids or your family. I don't. Like some days I feel like, oh, I'm hanging out with them a lot.
It's back to my ranking system.
Yeah.
Let's just have it out, everybody. Let's just report cards every Father's Day. We'll all rank our dads and moms.
Like I don't, I just want to know what I deserve and then just, that's fine. Like, I don't know.
Well, I was sometimes annoyed a little bit. I was annoyed isn't the right word, but Lydia got me some stuff and I was like, dude, this was your last time to not get me anything for Father's Day. it was more on behalf of her. Like you should have just... Yeah, just camped out, just nothing. Relax, like do nothing. But she got me an awesome shirt that I really, dude. She got me a shirt that says "I met little Sebastian" and has a little Sebastian picture on it. It's fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was great.
I love that show.
Good show.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
I haven't done anything yet. I think we should talk about the Creepers.
Okay.
So Sam told me to watch the Keepers, which Sam never tells me to watch anything. Well, you said like, oh yeah, kind of watch it. It's okay or whatever, which is the biggest endorsement you ever give.
I think, we had started watching. We got like 3 episodes in and I just remember like, it's pretty good. It could get better or not. I don't know. But like, it's at least worth trying to start to get into. And I know you like to watch a lot of stuff, so I didn't feel like I'd be wasting your time having you, you know, try to watch it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So The Keepers, it's on Netflix. Watch the fuck out of it, by the way. And I didn't know anything about what it was, so it starts off, I had a whole bunch of notes, but then they ended up not being right because it was like, you know, it was a different thing than I thought. Because I thought it was just going to be another fucking serial or another... You know, what's the other one that we watched on Netflix that turned out to be a hoax, but was still interesting? Whatever.
I don't know.
You know, the guy that turns out it was kind of misleading and he's totally guilty.
Serial.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I can't remember. What the hell
Making
was the
a
other?
Murder.
Making a Murder.
Making a Murder.
Still awesome to watch. But anyway, I thought it was another one of that. And so I had all these notes of like, are we doing this again? Really? Like, yes, it's kind of interesting, but like...
Yeah.
This happened in 1969, a nun was murdered. And I was like, what is it? I was just trying to think of it on a global scale. Why does this matter to us? I get it. I get it's like entertainment. We want to get into it. It's old. It's like, ooh, cold case. What happened? You know? But like, really, in the grand scheme of things, it's so weird that we care so much about this stuff.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that it was because the Catholic Church was fucking horrible and it uncovered all this other stuff about the Catholic Church. So then I was like, okay, that's important because that shit's still probably fucking happening. And yeah. we need to like expose the Catholic Church for being the worst piece of shit organization. Like, the first time I saw that Louis C.K. skit, I was like, this isn't that funny because it's like too extreme or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Mm.
I can't remember the details.
Maybe I'll just try to find it real quick. It's super fast. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, this is a little too extreme. Now it's not extreme enough. Like it's actually just right.
Without much effort, I was given an interview with Father Ike McCready, spokesperson for the Archdiocese.
So what is the Catholic Church? What are you guys all about?
Okay. The Catholic Church is an ancient, worldwide organization dedicated to the constant goal of fucking young boys.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
I thought everybody knew that.
Well, I thought that the point of the church was to worship God, and the boy fucking was just incidental.
No, it's just the other way around. The point of the church is the boy fucking. All the other stuff is just busy work.
Okay, so I don't remember. How does it work?
Well, you stick your dick up their ass.
No. I mean...
The first time I saw it, I was like, all right, blah, 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 stupid. Yeah. Now, like, no, it's true. Like, it's pretty much 100% true. So for that reason, watch The Keepers, because, God, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, God, there's so much to talk about. But in general, like, then my next thought was, because it centers around these two old ladies who were, who went to the school where this happened. Like, the nun that was killed was their teacher. So, or one of them, or both of them? One or both of them.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
They're like, their life goal is to solve this murder. And I was thinking, you know what, Sam, maybe this is what we need. Like, you and I, let's just fucking try to solve a murder. Were any of our teachers killed? Because, like, it's weird, but at a certain age, like maybe it's just something to do, you know, like just like crosswords.
Yeah. If you're retired and you've set financially in some, not like, you know, millionaire, but they apparently don't have to work really.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Just great. Yeah, it's weird. That's what I thought watching the whole series. There's, well, I'll tell you my biggest two takeaways.
Sure.
One was, yeah, like, you know, it's amazing how they act. It's not a good word. They care so much about this nun that got murdered. Like they're like, you know, when they meet, well, I don't want to give stuff away, but you know, they meet certain people and they're like in tears about stuff. It's like you said, it happened, how, what, 50?
Well, some of it I understand because it's like some people, these abuse victims, spoiler alert. Yeah. I mean, they were never given justice. So like I get people who are abused And then like years later try to get justice and can't, like, I get that. That messes you up for life. So,
but, and this is not, I'm not, yeah, this is a slight thing. I'm not saying it's like really annoying or anything, but it's weird when someone dies young or gets murdered young, whatever, like anything, like singers that die young, everyone just makes them to be the ultimate like version of whatever they were. Like, do you remember the guy, the other pastor, whatever he was that, you know, the main guy that you said sounds like John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, this is how great of a person she was. If it makes no sense, but she's like, she would forgive her murderer. Like,
yeah.
Remember that line? Yeah. I was like, no, she wouldn't. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And also, how could that, those two things, is not possible. But they just act like she's the greatest human that actually ever lived.
Yeah,
ever.
She was like a 25, 26-year-old girl or something. Like, I'm sure she was good, but... How much, you know, whatever.
I just think the more you would work on that, like those old ladies working on it and thinking, being sad that she lost the opportunity to live a full life, which is awful, of course. But you just, like, our minds make it like, oh, this person's better and better and better. And so important, like, just becomes so important, everything about it. And like you said, the abuse and all that, it's kind of a side. I mean, it's part of it, but it's not, didn't happen to her, so... But no, it's just weird how people do that with anyone dying young, that like, we just have to make them like the ultimate best version that they might've been. Like, it's, I don't know, who knows how good she really was. But then the other thing, more importantly, was like, I would be watching it, especially the first couple episodes, they're always showing pictures of the girls that are now 65 or whatever, when they were in school. And they're like fucking babes, like all, like, They're so good looking. And then they're so old now. And I was thinking, like, I just can't be old. I don't want to be old.
Yeah, I don't want to be old.
Just can't be old. It's not even their fault. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing. They look fine for, you know, they look average for 60-year-olds. But it just sucks, like, what happens to our
to humans.
Body.
Yeah.
God.
Unbelievable. We all go from babes to just absolutely old trolls. Like, we just look, it's weird.
I couldn't watch the show without always thinking, like, I can't be that old. Why do we have to be that old?
I don't want to be that old.
Can't do it. And you're thinking, like, how can I not look that old? Could I look like... Because there's some older people that look pretty good, but, like, none of these older people.
I don't know what it is about this selection of people, but none of them look good at older. The John Goodman guy, probably the biggest babe out of all of them.
I'm not mad at them or hate them for being old and ugly. Anything, it's nothing like that.
No, it just makes us realize, like, this is us someday. Like, we're headed to this.
Not that far away.
Can't we? Yeah, I know, like, tomorrow. For Sam's case, like, 10 years from now.
Whatever, I'm getting thin and younger. I'm shaving years off my belly.
But it's also amazing, like, when you fast forward 50 years, how close in age everyone was, you know? Because, like, when before it was, this was their teacher, and she would have been, like, the old person, you know, like, well, we were in high school, and you're a teacher. And then 50 years later, it's like, yeah, they're, like, the same age. They're all just old. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, they're all just at a level of old. Yeah, it's
what I was going to say, because everything is this now. Everything is true crime, whatever. And I was ready to have all these notes of, like, fuck, another true crime bullshit. However, I'm 100% supportive of true crime stuff involving the fucking asshole Catholic Church because there's never been any fucking consequences for the asshole Catholic Church. So we do anything you want for that. But what I was thinking about when this started, and it's, of course, it's produced amazingly, like, all the music, it's dramatic, everything is produced perfectly. And it's like, if you know of anyone who was killed and it wasn't solved, you're sitting on a fucking gold mine. I'll tell you right now. In terms of Comedy Shoeshine million-dollar ideas, if there's any, I'm starting to think, like, if I could remember, like, a shoplifting that was never solved, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe it wouldn't be, like, a billion-dollar idea.
Seven-part, hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It's
worst,
like,
case.
Why weren't we so lucky as to know somebody who was murdered and it wasn't solved? Like, God, it would have been fucking perfect. Then you go back and talk to all your friends and be like, what was your... What do you remember? And then it'd be so fascinating, like, weaving together the story. Everyone's memories are different. We better find, you know, it's like, it's a gold.
Yeah, and everybody will become, like, everybody who's involved will be famous and loved. Like, the two ladies that, you know, they're probably, like, celebrity, like, that everyone loves. And, like, it makes you, you're just, like, the greatest person ever if you're helping to solve some kind of murder. Or everyone, you know, everyone's just totally obsessed with it. It was pretty good. I fell asleep a couple times because we were watching it late, and a couple times I was like, all right. What? Like,
yeah, it ranged from really good to, like, a couple times I was like, it's losing me a little bit. But
yeah, and the whole time you're thinking, like, is there going to be something in the last couple episodes?
Yeah, is there, like, going to be a guy who's like, it was I?
Yeah.
Like a clue situation. But
yeah, and I never.
But and maybe it did happen. I don't know. Yeah. Don't want to give anything away.
You'll have to watch to find out. We get a small percentage of Netflix. But yeah, Netflix, it's amazing how much stuff they have out. Like,
yeah, they're great.
Constant stuff. But anyway, you have anything else on that? Or I think that's all I got. I wonder how many lives have been ruined by the Catholic Church. It's amazing.
Oh, countless. And that really is, I mean, that really is fucking bullshit. Like, it is absolutely, it is the reason that I 100% side with anyone who claims abuse. Like, it just, the number of people, sure, I'm sure that three people in our nation's history have falsely claimed abuse or something. The number of people who claim abuse and never get any fucking justice for it is probably a thousand. Because every single person who came forward, they're like, well, we can't prove it. It's like, yeah, because you can't prove that, you know, like, but when 50 people say, like, this fucking guy did this, just believe them. Like, that's all you have to do. Like, that's the worst thing about the Catholic Church thing is there's so much trust into the institution that they can't believe that some old pervert would be an old pervert. It's like, yeah, that's what old dudes are. They're fucking perverts. That's what old priests are. They're fucking perverts who find a way to, like, abuse people because they're old fucking perverts. Like, how could you not see that? God.
Yeah. Well, and if you just looked at anything in the history of time, if you look at where can you have a place where somebody is treated like they're a god, like and yeah. no one can question anything they do? There's maybe like some parts of government, maybe like high president, maybe not anymore, but in the past, mm-hmm. but like that's the Catholic Church. That's the only thing that's really like that, except for maybe a cult.
Yeah.
But that's why if you were a pedophile or whatever, you would be like, I need to get in there because that's where I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep.
It's created for that. But the biggest thing I think about is like, you know, I don't understand how if you were a Catholic, if you went to that school or you were a nun or whatever, father, whatever, all those things are in the Catholic Church, and that happened in your school, how would you just be like, I'm still Catholic, like I still yeah. believe in all this, but I'll just have to separate that as like a bad person
I know.
Or whatever. Because if you really believed in God and all the stuff that they say, how could you reconcile that with like that evil could exist inside of your church? Not like it's
yeah.
outside of the church and you could still be like, how would God allow that? It's in your fucking church.
Well, and it's not like, yeah, and it's not like, oh, there's the church. It's the perfect best thing that humans have ever done. And there's occasionally there's some like theft, like there's some embezzling yeah. here and there, like of 20 church dollars. It's like, no, yeah. it houses one of the greatest evils that could ever happen to people. Like it's like,
yeah.
it's up there on the list of worst possible things. These poor people's lives were ruined. Like they really were. There's like, they talked about like, yeah, there's a bunch of people who never came forward. They killed themselves or they were yeah. drug addicts or alcoholics because they just couldn't deal with it. And it's like, yeah, it's the worst. So it's not only like you're saying, it's not like, oh, there's some bad sides to the, you know, thing. It's like, no, God's institution, the most perfect thing that should exist, you know, if your religion is right, is housing the worst possible behavior that you can do.
Yeah. And it can't just be that one guy. Like in this case with the priest, there had to be dozens of people who kind of knew what was going on, but couldn't do anything. And I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, there was a murder and all that. But so, yeah, I guess it is kind of scary to come forward. But even those people who weren't directly molesting kids, there's got to be thousands of people in the country that knew about it or more, thousands, and they don't do anything about it. Like, how is that? How could you possibly do that? Unreal. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
They just move them.
That's what they did in Spotlight. It's everything. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, watch the show. It's worth watching.
The parts that, I don't want to give too much away, but I don't think it would. But the parts that made you go like, Jesus Christ. I think I said Jesus Christ like maybe 5 or 6 times. But when the poor lady, like one of the abuse victims is just like one of the main ones is recalling all the events. And then she just like loses it and starts crying like uncontrollably. And she's in her 60s.
Yeah.
Like it's happened 40 years ago and you're like, fuck. When you see somebody just like completely breaking down crying that's in their 60s, your brain has to think like, what kind of hell have they gone through mentally their entire life since then? Like it's not even, you can't comprehend how many days and hours of agony and like depression and all that shit that they have to go through. And they're still going through it. Yeah. It's never going to stop. Until they die, they will just have that with them forever. There's nothing, even if they, you know, did all the justice that was possible, maximum, one final
justice,
wouldn't do anything, wouldn't fix any of that. It still should be done, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like, oh, if that guy got, you know, whoever did it was responsible and got put in jail, they would still be ruined their entire life forever.
Yeah, that sucks.
And they cover it all up. And all they do is just keep trying to cover it all up. They couldn't just say like, oh, 50 years ago, we had this evil person. We missed it. Well, I wasn't even there. Like the people who now could be like, I wasn't even there then. I can't be blamed for this, but we're still going to electrocute him like for the rest for a couple months, like slowly, because we have to do that now. Like we weren't there then. Can't blame us. But, and they still would cover it up. Like just because they have to protect the whole institution. So fucking stupid.
Dude, I remember when I worked in Stockton at the fucking Catholic Church company. Catholic Church building company that I worked at. The old dude who started the firm, the company, who didn't really work anymore because he was too old, but he would come in and he still got his mail there and stuff because like he had just stepped down.
Magazine.
I remember, literally, he was thumbing his through his Catholic magazine, whatever, and he mentioned, he just out loud to me because it was in my office where his mail was. And he was just like grabbing it. He mentioned like, this witch hunt against the Catholic Church. and I was like, yeah, but also, you know, there's fucking pedophiles. And I literally said something. I was like, I can't, This guy thinks it's like a, they're the victims, like the Catholic, poor Catholic Church, like being sort of kind of held accountable for decades, centuries of raping people. Like, oh man, poor Catholic Church for having to go through that. They're just like, so what? Are you saying the, you know, like there aren't any pedophiles in the, you know? And he was just, oh no, blah blah, and he kind of left. But yeah, but yeah, people well, believe that. Like they're like, oh, this is, I can't believe all these evil people in their 60s, you know, 40 of them who don't know each other. I can't believe they would make all this, you know, they're making all this up and just to smear the church.
Yeah, well, you could see, I could see like if that guy, for instance, whatever that old guy, went to a Catholic church his whole life and everything, like there was never any scandal.
Right.
Like, he would never say, like, see there was, any scandal.
Yeah.
There was none known about and there actually weren't any. Like there was a perfect organization. I could see having that attitude because like, well, you know, there's a couple places where people got in that shouldn't have gone in and this happened, but they never did anything about it. That's the thing that kills me. If I was going to a church that was part of the Catholic Church anywhere, and then I heard about all this stuff happening and found out like, oh, they never, almost all of them never were protected, where things were covered up, things for, to this day, still covering all that shit up. I would be like, okay, the whole organization, I can't be a part of it. If they did, if it was like, oh, this happened here, we dealt with it, the guy's
in jail
forever.
Burned down the church. We like just dug a hole and put everybody and the church into the hole and buried it.
All affected people got like millions of dollars. Like we did literally everything we could. We, you know, all mistakes were, we did the best we could to rectify all of them. Then you could say like, well, our organization, you know, we can't, things happen. We took care of it and my church is great and blah, blah. But then, you know, but to say that like mine's okay, so all this other stuff is a witch hunt. And whatever, and I'm still going to be a part of it. It makes no sense when they never did anything. Almost all of them are got away with it and have now died or just still somewhere hidden in some church somewhere.
Yeah, it's funny too when you're like, you're mad that they died. Like, God damn it. Why can't they still be alive? And by the way, like, they're like, well, not to give it away, but if they're like, you know, getting dementia and stuff because they're fucking old, it's like, no, I want you to be not in dementia so that we can like say, like, you're an asshole. I want you to comprehend that you're a fucking asshole and we all hate you. And then you can die. Like that's, it's weird that feeling like, oh, they died.
He got away with it.
Yeah. Never, nothing. He got to live a perfect life, like just doing whatever. He's getting transferred to, oh no, darn, I'm transferred to a new place where I can fucking rape kids. Like that's a big punishment.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Asshole. It's unreal. Watch it, though. I do recommend it. But it's just funny because dude, you know, the entire iTunes is just these crime podcasts where people just want to listen to detailed descriptions of like gruesome murders and stuff. It's like,
yeah,
I hate that aspect of it. So I thought it was going down that route. But at the same time, it's like, well, I get that people want their entertainment to be whatever they want it to be. Like, that's why I don't. You know, when people are like, oh, teachers should make more than LeBron James. It's like, well, I don't know. Be like, when it comes to what people want to do with their spare time, I don't, you know, if people want to watch basketball or watch sport, like, that's what they want to fucking do. You're not going to change it. And so in that way, I get that everybody's interested in, for some reason, the crime podcast or documentary. It's just weird. It's just weird to try to understand like why we're so fascinated by that when there's a billion other things we could be paying attention to.
Yeah, people just want to get as close to being murdered or having a person be murdered that they know.
Well, I think we all watch it and we're like, well, we're gonna figure this out. Like you we're gonna put those two clues together that the you know, like that the two old nice old ladies investigating this didn't put together. In a way, it's smart to have like the least likely to, because if you have the smartest detective ever doing it, you know, like the most experienced, we have Poirot doing it, you're like, well, he's gonna know something I don't. But if you have just two normal, you know, like old ladies doing the investigation, you can feel like, oh, maybe I'll think of something that they won't think of, and like I'm gonna solve it, I'm gonna be the hero.
Yeah. Did you have like a favorite character in there?
I really liked those two old ladies.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're awesome.
But I love the new investigator guy at the county.
The guy who actually sat for interviews?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy was the worst.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
So great.
His like, serious face, like, I'm a serious, like, whatever, police guy.
Yeah. And he had no answers for anything. Like, no. Just, it was like watching a guy try to fake his way through something where, that's yeah. why he was so great. But like in yeah. the most serious way, like sanctimonious kind of self-serious way. Like, no, well, that's, you know, we'll definitely look into that. It's gonna,
yeah, they
it's
knew great. More about everything than he did, yeah. all the people doing the show. And they kept like scooping
well,
him
that, on. That's another thing I thought of. Like, when yeah. at what point should we just make all detective work be crowdsourced? Like,
yeah.
Because crowds do everything better, you know? Like, and you and I have talked about this before. Like, you know, how people that you previously would have thought were geniuses, like, oh, you as a kid, you think like every doctor, every police officer is like, but like, it's probably just a bunch of shitty people who are stupid. And maybe there's some good ones. And obviously there's going to be a whole bunch of shitty ones. And so like,
yeah.
as for detective work, it really just, it should be every, if we'll give them first crack at it, like give the government, you know, first crack at it. But if it's not solved, then just release everything to a group online and then they'll just solve it.
Yeah, police officers have to act like they're just so amazing, like they're so trained to do all this stuff, and half the time they're probably morons, just like anything ever. Half the yeah. people are totally incompetent, and you can't have the best people doing every case. You have to have like every city, every county has to have an yeah. you know, an office that has idiots in it. That's just how it goes. But
yep.
Yeah, I just loved how that guy was like, he's trying so hard to present like, look, we're no stone will be left unturned. I'm in control of this case. Like, we know stuff that we can't share with you. And then the whole time, it's just like they all know everything he knows and more than he knows and
yeah.
are pointing out stuff that he didn't realize. And
that's
like,
so great.
He's still trying to look that way, though, that like, oh, no, I got this.
Yeah,
it was, I'm
that
in charge
was,
here.
I know. That was like my favorite
I love
part.
It.
He was,
yeah.
He was so pathetic. God, it was awesome. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. But of course, you can. By the way, last week's boner content was fucking great. It was top notch boner content. Just letting you know that you're missing some really good stuff if you don't go over to patreon.com/shoeshine and pledge as little as zero, as little as like negative dollars. Actually, I think you were losing money by not doing it. So mm-hmm. go over, pledge $1, pledge $10, pledge $40. And get access to the better stuff than what you're hearing.
yeah,
thanks to everyone who does. And thanks to, who's our, Grand Duke Niall the Legormophile. We got to thank him every time because.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Every time.
We haven't heard from him, so I'm kind of worried he died out there in the.
Oh, in the weasel field. Wilderness. Yeah.
But as long as the checks keep clearing.
Yeah, and that's if you are a patron
he sends us checks.
Who is yeah. planning to die, you can always, I think there's a will program in there, like you can leave mm-hmm. us in your will. I mean, there's a way. We'll talk.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
We'll work.
I think is
you.
What you meant to yeah. say.
All right. Well, thanks, Normies, for listening, and we'll see you over on the bonus content.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.